The Renaissance Festival Podcast, number 143, interview with Jules Smith of the Maryland Renaissance Festival.
Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Travel the world with your podcast host, Mark Gunn, the godfather of Celtic music online. See the sights during the day and the night, sing with me. Next up is Ireland in 2011. Go to CelticInvasion.com for more details.
Men on a dead man's chest, a raging sea they could not best. A watery grave will be their rest.
They all go down to Davy Jones. All go down to Davy Jones.
Every gale and every wave, every maelstrom is his slave. All serve him to fill his grave.
They all go down to Davy Jones. All go down to Davy Jones.
From Liverpool, the captain was an arrogant fool. Thought he could challenge Jones's rule.
They all go down to Davy Jones. All go down to Davy Jones.
They feel his icy hand take hold and drag them into the waters cold. Death comes quick to the young and old.
They all go down to Davy Jones. All go down to Davy Jones.
Will rot, life will leave, but they will not. To sail the Dutchman is their lot.
They all go down to Davy Jones. All go down to Davy Jones.
A harbinger of doom she sails. On the Dutchman ends their tale. To crew eternal damned to hell.
They all go down to Davy Jones. All go down to Davy Jones.
Don't displease, beg not for mercy on bended knees. Deaf ears cannot for your pleas.
They all go down to Davy Jones. All go down to Davy Jones. All go down to Davy Jones.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn.
And I am Matt Letter.
And that was Water Street Bridge with Davy Jones from their newest CD. Just came out a few weeks ago. Hard Times. You can find them at waterstreetbridge.com, which is a fun CD. I just got it at Gen Con, and I'm starting to catch up with some of the music there. There's a lot of good songs on that album. Ooh, so
check them out.
Yes, yes indeedy. And once again, a quick reminder that the Renaissance Festival Awards are now in effect. Ooh. You can cast your vote at renaissancefestivalmusic.com/awards. Spread the word. They last until December 31st, so we'd love to hear your get your feedback. Who do you think the best are? I mean, who are your favorites, Matt? Not that we're going to bias the voters, but who are your favorite?
Oh, it depends. It depends on the category. There's so many talented people out there. Yeah, I don't know.
There really are.
I don't think I should vote. I would just skew
you
it
can't
too much.
Vote. You're not allowed to vote.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Oh, I didn't even know I couldn't vote, and now.
Well, you asked, and now you know. You know, so Tony's not allowed to vote.
Now I feel a sense of loss.
Well, you know, we get the tiebreakers, so ooh, that's okay. Well, actually, that's not even true. Well, you know, I don't think we've ever had a tiebreaker. Have we had one?
You did have a tiebreaker. You had one year where I think it was the newest album come out and the voting mechanism didn't work or whatever, so you had...
Well,
out, and you had a 43-way tie.
And you put it that way, then yes, we had a tie. But that's not quite what I was thinking. But you're right. Technically speaking, you're right. So. All right. Well, let's jump into the music. Why don't you introduce my old band?
Hey, it's the Brobdingnagian Bards on the Renaissance Festival podcast with their song A Fairy Story from A Fair to Remember. Check them out at thebards.net.
In days of old, in a kingdom bold, there lived a fearsome dragon, and the king he was in great distress, and the country's spirits fled.
Is that like a beer?
Until one day there came a knight, he was handsome, bold, and charming, and he slew the dragon with his sword, and a smile that was so disarming, with a hey and a ho and a hey and a nanny no, and a smile that was so disarming. Said the king, I wish to know your name, but the knight said, do not bother, for the name of a knight of the realm says he is the same as any other. Said the king, tonight in my daughter's bed, you shall take your leisure, and she'll reward you for your deed with a night of exhausting pleasure. With a hey and a ho and a hey and a nanny no, with a night of exhausting pleasure. One daughter, she had raven hair, a maiden young and chaste, and she slept all night in the pale moonlight, naked to the waist. The other daughter, she was fair, the fairest in the town, and she slept all night in the pale moonlight, naked from her small waist down.
No chastity
with a hey
belt.
And a ho and a hey and a nanny no, naked from her small waist down. Well, the night he spins many an hour behind the castle wall, but the ending to my story here isn't what it seems at all. For neither bed of neither maid was he repaid for his glory, but he slept all night with king instead, for this is a fairy story, with a hey and a ho and a hey and a nanny no, oh, this is a fairy story.
Oh, I was a bound apprentice in famous Lincolnshire. For well I served my master for more than 7 years, till I took up a poaching, as you shall quickly hear. Oh, 'tis my delight on the shiny night of the season of the year. As me and my companions were setting of a snare, 'twas then we spied the gamekeeper, for him we did not care. But we can wrestle and fight, my boys, and jump or anywhere. Oh, 'tis my delight on the shiny night of the season of the year. As me and my companions were setting 4 or 5, and taking of them up again, we caught a hare alive. We caught a hare alive, my boys, then homeward we did steer. Oh, 'tis my delight on the shiny night of the season of the year. We threw him over our shoulder, and then we trudged on home. We took him to house and sold him for a crown. We sold him for a crown, my boy, but I dare not tell you where. Oh, 'tis my delight on the shiny night of the season of the year. Now good luck to every gentleman who lives in Lincolnshire. Good luck to every poacher who wants to steal a hare. Bad luck to every gamekeeper that will not sell his deer. Oh, 'tis my delight on the shiny night of the season of the year.
This Mary, and you are listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast
at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
I wish I could go back to Ren Fair. Life was so simple back then.
But I wouldn't give to go back and sit in the pub and drink cider again.
I wish I could go back to Ren Fair. Rennies don't care who you are. Everyone is your friend, and we sit to the end until they banish us back to our cars. How do I go back to Ren Fair? I don't want real life anymore.
I wanna go back,
drink a Guinness or four,
till I pass out on the floor.
I wish we could just see a show,
get a wench and go play,
get a wax hand,
or get some face paint.
I need a queen with her corn to show me the way.
Patrons, and we'll do it all again the next day too.
I wish I could go back to Ren Fair.
How do I go back to Ren Fair?
I wish it hadn't gone by so quickly.
But for now I'll just settle for Facebook. The Rennies are there all year long. Till then I'll just work at my real job
and remember them all in a song.
How can I marry such a pretty girl as you when I've got no hat to put on?
Off to the haberdasher she did go as fast as she could run. Bought my hat, the best that was there, and the soldier put it on.
Soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, pipe, and drum?
How can I marry such a pretty girl as you? I've got no coat to put on.
Off to the tailor she did go as fast as she could run. Bottom of a coat, the best that was there, and the soldier put it on.
Soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, fife, and drum?
How can I marry such a pretty girl as you when I've got no pants to put on?
Pants?
Hey, I didn't write it.
Back to the tailor she did go as fast as she could run. Bought us some pants, the best that was there, and the soldier put them on.
Soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, fife, and drum?
With a drum.
How can I marry such a pretty girl as you when I've got no boots to put on?
Off to the cobbler she did go as best as she could run. Bought us the boots, the best that was there, and the soldier put them on.
Soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, fife, and drum?
Through yet?
What was the question?
Soldier, soldier, will you marry me with your musket, fife, and drum?
How can I marry such a pretty girl as you with a wife and three kids back home?
And that was Soldier, Soldier by Tom Lorry from their CD A Beggin'. Find them at tomlorry.com.
And before that, End of the Season by the Village Idiots from their CD Epic Win. Find out more about them at facebook.com/the.village.idiots.
And I think they were former members of Boca Musica, and they went their separate ways. So, yeah, as you notice by that parody, it's a parody from Avenue Q. Too cool. And before that was Fugly with the Lincolnshire Poacher from his CD On the Woad. Find him at povera.com. We got an interview with Jules Smith of the Maryland Renaissance Festival coming up right now.
We have the staff of the Maryland Renaissance Festival here, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming fair season. If you could just state your name and what your title is and how long you've been here.
Sure. I'm Carolyn Spedden. I'm the artistic director. I handle all the entertainment and special events. You know, all the years blend. It's over 20. I honestly I don't know how many, but
terrific.
It's over 20.
Mm-hmm. And you?
I'm Jules Smith, and I've been here 30 years and 25 years as the general manager of the festival.
What are the actual dates of the fair this year?
August 28th through October 24th, Saturday, Sundays only, and Labor Day Monday from 10 to 7 each day.
Now, the Maryland Renaissance Festival usually has a date for the Renaissance period. Like, what is this year's date?
Well, we stay within the reign of King Henry VIII, but each year we move around. We are doing 1543 this year, and he has proposed to Catherine Parr, but she has not yet accepted. She's debating it. And one reason I'm doing that is, normally for people that follow Henry VIII, the real interesting storyline tends to be with the love triangle with Anne Boleyn and the first wife. And a lot of times in TV and movies, Catherine Parr is viewed as this matronly nursemaid type of woman. Well, in real life, she was 30, 31 years old, attractive, vibrant, in love with someone else and planning to marry him when Henry proposed, and she did not welcome that proposal at all because she saw what happened to the five before. She had been twice widowed to older men, and they had passed away, and she was independently wealthy. So she thought, ah, the time in my life I can do what I want, and then suddenly the king proposed. We wanted to play that because, again, I think in traditional literature, I just read recently in the Victorian times, that's when they started giving the idea that she was just a nursemaid to him, that there was no real relationship, and that just was not true. So, you know.
Now, I know the Maryland Renaissance Festival has been around for a pretty long time. How long has it been since the first one started?
This is our 34th season. We started in 1977, and we ran for 8 years in Columbia, Maryland, adjacent to Meriwether Post Pavilion, until we moved here in 1985 outside of Annapolis in Crownsville.
What kind of new things have gone up from over the years that you'd be interested, or some of the listeners here would be interested in knowing?
That's really a question we get every year, what's new? And so if you condense the entire period of the fair over a short period of time, it looks like we've gotten a lot of things accomplished. Each year everybody says, what's new this year? And so we do try and change the show from a physical standpoint. We've expanded the site in three major expansions since we moved here in 1985. This year added another stage, and we're improving some of our existing stages.
Cool.
And we're expanding a couple of demonstration things, but mostly people are more interested in what's new entertainment-wise. This year we have new entertainment, particularly we're focusing on moving some people on stages around and adding some interesting and really vibrant musical entertainment.
That's perfect, because that's the next question, is what kind of new entertainment is going on?
Well, it's always a difficult juggling act, no pun intended, with Renaissance Festival. But the first question I always get is, what new performers do you have, and yet no one wants to lose anybody that they like? So it's sort of, no matter what I change up, and I think people obviously take it very personally, because people have a personal relationship with many of the performers here. It's I am very sensitive to the fact that people love certain performers, but obviously to bring some new people in and inject some new vibrancy, you have to replace occasionally, and people come back and forth. This year, I really wanted to do some change up, and not only just with some new performers, which I'll mention in a minute, but also longtime performers, and they were all incredibly accepting with it. For probably one of the biggest changes, everyone knows Johnny Fox is an amazing sword swallower, and he's been, how many years, Jules?
This is his 30th season.
Yeah, wow. So for 30 years, and he happened in the winter to stop by the office, and I went, Johnny, you are also just such a fabulous magician. I want you to still do 3 shows a day at your sword swallowing, but I want to give you an end-of-day slot at the Lyric Stage, and I want you to do whatever you want to do magically, but no sword swallowing. And he went, okay, and let me develop that, and he was thrilled to do it.
Okay.
So we have a lot of, and even I did it to myself with Shakespeare Scum. I moved one show over to the Gatehouse Stage, and so there's a lot of rearranging for the performers, for longtime performers to perk themselves up, because sometimes even just a change in venue will spark
right.
them. But also for performers who tend to, for patrons who tend to come and stay just in one spot at the festival site, hopefully they'll move around a little and discover elements they may have missed because, for example, for people that love Hack and Slash, they tend to stay at one part of the site. Mm-hmm. Well, one show a day, I'm moving Hack and Slash to a different location, and hopefully, you know, that will
nice.
Woo some patrons.
And a lot of that's going to be in the program, too.
It's all on the website and the program.
Oh,
and actually, I encourage people to join us on Facebook because they get more updates more frequently.
Wonderful.
On that.
What's the Facebook, before I forget? What's the Facebook? Do you have a Facebook, the name of it?
Yeah,
Maryland
you know,
Renaissance
you know,
Festival?
I believe
something?
It is Maryland Renaissance
okay.
Festival. I don't
yes.
think. But it, yeah, it should pop right up.
Wonderful.
And it's the official site. And also with new acts, we've got some new variety acts. Gabriel Quirk is doing Street is Phenomenal. I'm also really spending a lot of time and effort, and the performers are as well, as doing more street interactive bits and pathway
nice.
Entertainment. Music is really big. We have a huge Celtic music weekend, October 2nd and 3rd, and a group called Brother, originally from Australia, are playing Seven Nations, which people know fairly well if they're into Celtic music. Barley Juice is coming from Philadelphia.
I've heard of them. They're very nice.
Yeah, people are, yeah, and people actually, they played before and people really responded well to them. And I have a sister group called Maidens 4 who are coming in on Sunday
sweet.
That weekend. And all the information is on our website.
Now, I've heard some rumors that the Renaissance Festival is going to be changing locations or maybe in the future. Is there any truth to the rumor, and can you give us any information about that?
Well, we don't own our own site, but we have all the options we need to stay here.
Okay.
But we are always looking to improve our situation, our traffic situation, our tenants, make a better facility for our customers. So we took out ads 2 years ago in Washington Post and some major newspapers to try and see what was out there. And after that search, we haven't found anything. We're still here. We're going to be here as long as we need to be here. We might go somewhere else at some point, but the fair's around for a long time. This is a great market for us, and this location has proven to be a really good location. But when we moved out here 26 years ago now, there was nothing else out here.
Right.
And
it's booming over here.
And the traffic is getting heavier and heavier, and the roads haven't improved very much. And our site is, we are now one of the largest in attendance in the country
yeah.
of Renaissance fairs, but we are one of the smaller sites for the major shows. So we have to be very efficient in moving folks through here and trying
right.
to get them in and out. Because of the type of show we do, where there's no hat passing, we're one of only 2 festivals in the country that enforces that. And I think because of the breadth and depth of our entertainment and the experiences we offer with all the taverns and all the stages and the number of shows that we have running on all the time, I think people really get in sync with that more so than other shows. And I think that's why our attendance is booming. And I think that's why we have to see if we can accommodate them either better at this location or somewhere else.
Listeners here would love to know what's going on.
Well, we aren't going to move and not tell people we
okay, I'm sure you won't. And I know we're running out of time, so I'm going to quick wrap this up. So people can find out the information about the Renaissance, there's more information. I know you guys have a Facebook. Do you have any other communication or ways that people can find you, like on the internet?
Internet, MarylandRenaissanceFestival.com. They can email us at info@renfest.com, and that's 2 N's in Renfest. But our best portal is the Maryland Renaissance Festival, all one word, .com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
RenFest.com to listen to Radio Yesterday, the greatest collection of all-time radio in podcast form. Horror, comedy, mystery, science fiction, Radio Yesterday has it all. Join your host, Chuck Tomasi, to discover new shows or rediscover lost favorites. Use the latest RSS technology and never miss a single episode. Don't delay. Hurry to chuckchat.com and pick up your copy of Radio Yesterday.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Renaissance Festival podcast news.
As I mentioned a couple shows back, there's a new Renaissance Festival podcast out there. Not, you know, the Renaissance Festival podcast. This is the RenFest Experience podcast. You can find out more about it at RenFestExperiencePodcast.com.
That sounds cool. And what are they all about?
They're doing interviews. I haven't had a chance to listen to them, but the show, the interview we just had came courtesy of Michelle from the RenFest Experience podcast.
Very cool.
Got her name right. yeah, so she put that together, and she's got a lot of cool interviews that she's going to be doing, and so it'll all work together. We all can work together. If you have an idea for a Renaissance Festival podcast that you'd like to share, you know, get it out there. Let us know about it. Yeah, there can be more than one.
Absolutely.
This isn't the Highlander.
This is not the Highlander. You know, the more people I talk to out there, the more I realize we're all just one big, incredibly dysfunctional family. But
yeah,
exactly. We can all get along somehow.
Exactly. All right, let's get back into the music. Let's see, who do we have next up?
Next up,
I'm going to let you introduce them.
Oh, you're testing out my...
You said you speak German, right?
I never said I speak German, but I can fake it.
Okay, well, good luck at faking it.
Next up is Scarazula and Allemande by Wohlgemuth from their CD... Oh, great.
Yeah.
Schauspielden 2.
Schauspielden... No, wait.
Zwei.
Yeah, I remember my German there.
Schauspielden Zwei. From their CD, Schauspielden Zwei. Find them at...
Good. I like how you mumbled it.
Find out more about them at wohlgemuth.net.
time on the CD again for that favorite of all time, Limey Ricks. Huzzah! And the chorus goes,
la 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 la, la 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 la.
Join in.
La 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 la, la 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 la.
I've got one. Here's to sin and here's to virtue.
Virtue.
A little bit of both, it will not hurt you.
Hurt you.
Be good, my dear, so don't be haughty. There's way more fun in being naughty.
Huzzah!
La 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 la. La 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 la.
My turn.
Okay.
The harlot with clientele nautical.
Nautical.
On her bed carved motifs erotical.
Erotical.
Described on pink curtains were creative insertions with her schedule of fees horizontal.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Me.
All right.
There once was a pirate named Hodger.
Hodger.
Who had a very impressive todger.
Todger.
He'd come into port and find a nice sort and hoist up his own Jolly Roger.
Oh, really?
Really.
We're going to go that way?
Oh, yes.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
All right, here we go. The first mate name was Carter.
Carter.
And oh, he was a farter.
Farter.
When the wind wouldn't blow and the ship wouldn't go, we'd get Carter the farter to starter.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
What do you got?
Oh, yeah? Well, the second mate's name was Hopper.
Hopper. Hopper.
He was famous for he had a whopper.
Whopper.
Twice round the deck and thrice round his neck and uses an anchor to stop.
Ew. Can I get his number?
La 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 la. La 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 la.
I've got one.
All right.
The blacksmith's name was Andy.
Andy.
A Portsmouth man, and Randy.
Randy.
He used to cool his favorite tool in a glass of the skipper's brandy. I drink that.
Down the rocks.
La 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 la.
Disgusting.
La 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 la.
One more time.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
And that's that.
Brother was the eagle, he called his sister Sky. The earth it was his mother, he looked straight in their eyes, and he spoke a truth that we may never hear, saying, how can you hold the wind? How can you own what you cannot hold? He spoke a truth that we may never hear. Brother Eagle, Sister Sky, Mother Earth and Father Sun, someday we will be one. Great, great grandfather told them that you become a part of everything you touch. He said, try to walk softly when you come. Try to leave it healing when you go. Brother Eagle, Sister Sky, Mother Earth and Father Sun, someday we will be one. The gray-haired grandmother showed them the difference is what makes us all the same. She sang, look into the eyes of the children, you see that it is never quite a game. Brother Eagle, Sister Sky, Mother Earth and Father Sun, sons of your sons, seven generations down the line, sky. Mother Earth and Father Sun, someday we will be one. Mother Eagle, Sister Sky. Sun, someday we will be one.
Three enterprising women with murder on their minds, a devious plan devised. With cold black heart, each did her part, but on Barleycorn's demise. Up! They turned that bastard in jail.
That was That Bastard, John Barleycorn, by Merry Wives of Windsor from their CD Our Rebels Now Begin, mwow.net.
Before that, The Elder Song from Just Love Songs by Merry Mischief. Find them at merrymischief.net.
Topping it off was Pirate Limey Ricks by the Limey Birds from their piratey album, Yo-Ho! Oh, Yo-Ho, sorry. Find them at limeybirds.com.
Pirate Limey Ricks.
Yes. You know, it occurred to me one of the things I haven't done in a long time was to ask your indulgence in posting comments and reviews on your various podcatchers like iTunes. You can head on over, follow the links in the show notes. They head straight to iTunes where you can give us a nice five rate. I mean, you know, rate it to your heart's content, five. And post your comments. Awesome. Whatever you like, you know. Nothing subliminal here. Kicks butt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. So.
It would make you really cool if you did that.
Yeah, you would be.
All the cool kids are rating us in the top.
All the cool Rennies are rating us.
All right. That's why they call you the Godfather.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We want your comments and suggestions. You can post them in the show notes. We'd love to hear them in the show notes. You know, comment. Let us know what you're thinking, how you're feeling. We'll talk to us.
Yeah. How are you?
How are you? And we want to thank everyone who listens to this podcast, tells their friends, interacts with us on our forums, and a special thanks to those who financially support the podcast with donations and purchases through RenaissanceFestivalMusic.com.
You know, Mark, I was thinking, when we had the track by Volgamut, we should probably make a section of the website where we do pronunciation guide for some of these harder to pronounce.
That's a good idea. So if you actually speak some of these strange languages, I got the Italian part.
You got Italian?
Yeah,
I got British.
Yay!
Can I claim that one?
No.
Aww.
That's a good try, though. All right. Yes, and if you have your own pronunciations, feel free to share them. I don't care what they are. They could be totally wrong. In fact, that's what you should do. You should send us an MP3 with your way to pronounce Scherzula Allemand and Schuspelden. So, yes, we'd like to hear it.
Yeah, we really would.
We'll post it in the show notes.
Because then the next time we play it, we'll know how to pronounce it correctly.
Not true, actually.
We'll know how to pronounce it about 10 different ways.
I've talked to Fugli years ago. I met him two or three, four years ago. I met Fugli. And that didn't stop me from mispronouncing his name. Still, if it wasn't for the fact that I was listening to some of his music today, and he says on one of his tracks, "This is Fugli." I was like, "Oh, that's how it's pronounced," because I'm still stuck on the Italian. That's
the Fugli.
In Italian. Yeah,
it's not that. So, there's a G in there.
I know. Well, yeah, but Italian Fugli, the G is silent. So.
Yeah,
Fugli. So
Fugli.
You know, all right, so let's finish up the show. This is by special request. Health to the company, Owen Fife and the New World Renaissance Band. It's from their CD, Poets, Bards, and Singers of Song. And I really got to remember to start writing down who made the request. But I really appreciate the request anyway.
This one goes out to that special someone.
That was good, man. You can find more about him at owenfife.com. We'll talk to you soon, Solancha.
Bye.
Here's a health to the company. And one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again. Kind friends and companions, come join in my rhyme and lift up your voices in chorus with mine. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain, for we may or might never all meet here again. So here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again. Our ship lies at harbor, she's ready to dock. I wish her safe landing
without any shock. And if ever we meet again on land or on sea, I will always remember your kindness to me. So here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again. My footsteps may falter, my wit it might fail, my course may be challenged by a November gale. Ere fortune shall prove to be friend or be foe, you will always be with me wherever I go. So here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, Kristen Roger, and Joe Haydu. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends of the great music you found. And we'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.